feeling, Lila. Lobster, I'm feeling. We went through the city yesterday. Oh. I also have to announce that on MOP days, no one is allowed in the bunk when the face is MOP. Like the, We mentioned at the end of the year that she did Rabbeinu Peretz. I mean, the parents in Mechadish Achidush, that it is permissible to actually make a bracha on tefillin early in the morning before this man. I have to get the Mefurash Gemara, black on white. Mefurash Gemara says that it's not allowed. And that's why I'm going to be allowed. She gives the man a mashmash man of a bracha land. Look, I mean, the parents, Tamara. The Gemara goes, the man, the man, Lila, love my tefillin. We pass in Lila's man tefillin. Come on. The question that becomes, wait a second, if Lila is Lav's not tefillin, how are you allowed to put on the tefillin in the first place? That's the question. So there are two ways out. One is to say, with our girsa, the machlokes from girsa, with yore shema yovdu, you're afraid they're going to get lost. So perhaps even the mandava who says, Lila, Lav's not tefillin, as the Gemara says, Lama Zion, Lama Drobim, and Bays, the Gemara says, Yisham at the Lav Lav, that's the Asay, fine. And they want right away, Tim Lushamron, Mutter. So therefore the answer would be, that's Lushmira, according to our Gersa, Mr. Yara Shem Yogdu, that's considered to be in the category of Lushmira. Just as the number Bays, you read that Lushmira is Mutter, even if Lila, Lav's not tefillin. So too, if it's, the Lama Aleph is the Shema Yovdu. Why? What's the heter? What's the heter? What's the heter to put him on? That's the question. So for example, the Shita Mekubetis, and Sitkot Aleph said, from the Shaman Mutte, he has the Kasher from Toma, and he beshul the Shaman Yavar Alav. The Eshlom of the Lekayim Ka'omar. In Kreem Munokam Berosha, V'alichal HaKatkila Lo Ka'omar. That is prohibited to put on tefillin, even for Shmira, because it's a lot. Can't do it, no matter what. I am in the L. No, I am masking the derech of Mitzvah Hashem. I have the manich and the chatchila of Eich Yavar Alav. Finish them, Alav. How can you do it? So, Chlom of the L, Mayri, Acha, Amor, Ashachar. Mi Lav, Man, Tefillin, the Vadai, in the Vorek, he's in the Brokers. Kachem, Sazim, Mishiyakir. Gaval, the Gitarit, Shita, Mekubetis. This is called knowledge. The problem is for Rabbeinu Peretz, it won't work. Rabbeinu Peretz, the pastor, Rabbeinu Peretz, says what? At the Gemara, he doesn't, put it this way, clearly doesn't say, limited to a situation of the Acha Mudasha, Mashma, even before Mudasha. It could be Rabbeinu Peretz told that even before Mudashak, a passion in the Gemara, it's Mudda to put him on. I have to laugh. It's arguable. What do you mean a laugh? It doesn't say, Lo Taniach Tzuna Balayla. It says, the Shamarat and the Chukah, those from Adam, Yavim Yamima, they should be, what does the Shamarat mean? To be careful about. The Chukah, those of Tzillin, Yavim Yamima, to wear it only at day and not to wear it at night. But you could argue that if by doing that tefillin go into the garbage, so v'shamar, it's also a shmir. You're putting on the tefillin in order to preserve the tefillin, it would not be a violation. That's one understanding. The only other way out that I know about is to assume that he has, that for, again, the Kiddush, that the only time a person is over and not allowed to children, if he's over the Aveira, if he puts on the children, if he's putting on the Shem Mitzvah, that what you do by day, you may not do by night. But if you put it on Shavuot the Shem Mitzvah, it's not a violation. We find a similar thing when it comes to Shabbat. The Gemara discusses him as Pech and as Ech the Eremit. Who did the homework, by the way? Anyone did the homework? Noah? Yeah? Tevet? Okay, so we'll give you another day to do homework. that even if you hold Shabbos, lav zman tefillin, the whole discussion of the Gemara about bringing the in the tefillin, the kavana without kavana latte, kavana shalom latte, no people are talking about it. So similarly over here too, that may be another way how to explain the sheet of Rabbi and the parrot. Now, it's even possible that the Rif holds this way. The Beis Yosef said like this. The Rambam left out the din of Hayom Mashkim, Lishitoso, the Rambam holds, Lila, Ladman Chilin, Fakir, the opposite of the parents we saw yesterday. He also, Gemara goes to Mandama, Lila, Ladman Chilin, we pass in Lila, Ladman Chilin. So the Beis Yosef, but the Rif and the Rosh did quote it. Now, my personal view is that the Rif didn't really quote it. We didn't really pass in this way. The Rif quoted the whole long sugya from the beginning to the end. A very lengthy quote of the Rif. Then he said we passed like Rashi. And it doesn't tell you the Farish whether everything he quoted until that point is halacha l'maisa or not. Not so clear. At least to me it wasn't clear. After quoting the entire sugya, well, the Rif is at the end, the Kaimlan Kiravashi. And what's his gear to Ravashi? I received the command of Ravashi with a low solid feeling. That gear to low solid is the very source, we said, for the Shita Saramba, which ends up Lamaisa and Lila Lassman's feeling. I'm not convinced that the Rif ever meant to pass in every single line he said before. He quotes the whole page in the Rif. Didn't pass like everything he said until that time. But some of the Beis Yosef assume that since at the beginning of the sugya, the Rif did quote the beginning of the Braisa, which is Lotus Lazerach Manichin Shagiyas Manich Mashben Mavorech, that he meant to pass no even halacha lemaisa. Again, I'm unconvinced. But the Rav Yosef Kara said so. So the question becomes: how did he say so? If he presumably passes Lila, Lav, Zman, Tefillin. So perhaps we could again say that Shalom Shem Mitzvah would be Mutter, or the Sheet of Mechubetzah said before that it's referring to after Alos HaShachar. As I said before, Rabbeinu Peretz can't possibly hold this way, because Rabbeinu Peretz is explaining because we paskin Lila is Zman Tefillin. So if it's someone after what a shachar, what was Lila's mantra or Lila's mantra? Please talk about before Alos HaShachar. And if we had the question before, then how did the mandamba Lila loves non-children? How did the mandamba, which is the time of the bride, to maintain, you're allowed to put it on? That was our question. So we gave the various to them. Either for Shem Shmira is different. All the Shalom Shem is different, perhaps. Okay. The Rosh, as the Torah points out himself, is against Rabbeinu Peretz. Because even though we passed the Lila's Matfilin, still he quotes the bright that he should not make a bruch. Fine. Everybody with me so far? Good. Now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone open up. Everyone have a Mishnah Brura. There's still quite a few more in the back. Everyone should open up a Mishnah Brura or a Shulchan Aruch. Or both. Very important to see inside. Everyone should have something or other in front of them. That's today's topic of Siv Beis. Siv Olam and Siv Beis. Also, Laniach Tefillin Ba'alayla Sheva Yishkechem V'yishaveh. So clearly the Mechabit passed me Laila's Man Tefillin. So the only prohibition of putting it on is because of Sheva Yishkach V'yishan. Fine. Period. Also, Diminichem Kona Shetishka Achama V'choshchala Afilo hem olav kol alayla, mutter v'yein morin kein. Im lo kol atfilin mishishoko. Chama v'pnei shalo hoy olav mokal l'shomron. V'nim tu olav k'dei l'shomron. Mutter u morin kein. This is exactly as we saw yesterday, the way the Beis Yosef learned Pshat Natur. No, let's not forget. The same author, Rabbi Yosef Kara, wrote the Beis Yosef, also wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. So what comes out according to this? It seems, Pasha Pshat, in the first line of the Gemara, of the Mechaber, also laniach tefillin b'layla shem yishkechem v'yishin mev, period. It's an Issa Gomer. Yes, but there are bonum. It's an Issa Gomer. It's an Issa Gomer. Finished. Leaving on the tefillin, that's all the rest of it. The rest of it is only about talking about leaving them on. So what happens if you leave them on? So then, even Kol HaLayla is mutter. Why is Kol HaLayla mutter? Talk like the Chachamim. Kol HaLayla is mutter until he goes to sleep. Now that's what I'm shot. So he goes to sleep. Not shame, he goes to sleep. Kol HaLayla is mutter to leave them on against the Yaakov. Now again in the Gemara is Russian, is the Chachamim Adman Shena. So one could have understood Adman Shena means until when most people go to sleep. No. Apparently the Mechaba quoted mutter all night means until you go to sleep. That's the passion. Okay. Fine. Fine, let's go on. But ain't Lauren King. That's the Gemara on his base. But as far as Shmira is concerned, it's even Lauren King. What's the rest of the Gemara? He said, they asked him the Shmira Kabbalah. He said, yes. So obviously, Shmira is the Lauren King. Fine. But that's as far as leaving them on. What about putting them on? Dr. Taz, this cotton dollars. Aber lechatchila vada ein morin lahanicha means the lashon to put them on b'shvil hashmira. You're not supposed to put on tefillin because of shmira. So it's a tad, it's caught in doubt. Okay, so the Gemara, did he put it on? Didn't he put it on? So here we go. It's a big problem. Presumably, our gears, the wheel dial is man tefillin. The passion that our gears is not that it's a low silkum, but vahinichon. And when he was confronted, how did he respond? I did it for shmir purposes. So the pashtus in the Gemara, according to our gears, is it's permissible to put on tefillin for shmir when Moreh came. But Rav Ashi was Moreh came. Nonetheless, the Taz says, no. L'chadchila v'adei Moreh came. What does that mean? You're stuck, you can be Moreh came. The Rav Ashi was sort of stuck in a situation. What does that mean? We had to get the risk here. What is happening to come down? L'chadchila v'adei Moreh l'anicha b'shul ha-shmir. Rav Ashi put on, presumably God gets to put on tefillin. And they asked him, but what, you know how to do that? He said, l'shmir ha-kabar? He said, yes.
No.
But this is what the Taz passed with the halacha. We'll see soon. Now, on the other hand, the Taz is Sifkot and Gimel. In Sifkot and Gimel, fifth term, those who have it, Sifkot and Gimel. No. No mention of Yorei Shema Yovdu. Not mentioned. Not mentioned at all. The Taz of Cotton Hay says that the Mech Yosef calls a smack. Because another reason. The Chashin and Shema Yovdu Mimena. So the Post can say, what do you mean the smack of the Gemara? I mean, smack is Gears. It's our friend of Gears. It's the Shas Gil that we have in the Gemara. Avol Shulchan Aruch lo tzviyu leitam zeh. Why? Look at this. Look at this logic. So this is based because of davka nimsu olav. Aval lechatchila also hanicha lo mahani hashmira. What kind of logic is this? Like I kind of hear no sentence. Shmira wouldn't work. According to the Tassus Kondalit, shmira doesn't work to permit putting on tefillin at night. So you can't say that Tiff Gimel, which is our price up, is based on the gear center, which we have printed Shema Yovdu. That wouldn't help. That's not a consideration. It wouldn't help. Lose the odds. That's worse. That's worse. Not really without Shmira. So what's the shot? The answer is, you have to say that the Ashkama, that we call it Din Miyuchad, a separate halacha. That although the Chazal prohibited putting on tefillin at night, despite the fact of Lila's man tefillin because of Shema Yisha, and that Easter is an absolute, even Shemira is not a dispensation. But in the morning, when we're not afraid you're going to fall asleep, It's Mutti Mishalolish and Shmi. This is a pshat in the Beis Yosef, that's pshat in the Taz. It's a special din. They don't need Shmir? Nope. According to our Girsa, printed in the Shas Vilna, that the Bashkama is only Mutter of the same Shmira. So you get, the simplest thing would be to say, there's no din miyuchat. There's no din miyuchat, Ashkama being different than anything else. No. Whenever it's halachically night, whether it be late at night or early in the morning, before the Amud HaShachar, it's all the same thing. What's the din? You may not put on tefillin normally, but the same shmira you may. That's a push-up shot in our Gemara. Called our Girsa. You put on tefillin, he said it was the same shmira. So too, if you're waking up early in the morning and your faith's going to get lost, you may put on the tefillin. There's no difference between 2 o'clock in the morning, which is late night people, and I guess they're in camp, 3 o'clock in the morning, which is, and 2:30 in the morning, which is their early morning people. You know, we have vandals in our camp and go straight from one to the other, and even there's an overlap. But anyway, but for normal people in the city, no difference between midnight, which is considered late at night, and I don't know, and 3 in the morning, which is considered early in the morning. It's all the same thing. That's the pashtus according to our Girsa. That's the pashtus according to our Girsa. Pashtus is that way. Now, fine. So it would seem to me logical, since we have the printed Girsa this way, we should be machmir. But I can't go against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is makel this stam and says, based on the Rif Girsa, you're getting up by Shkama, you may put on tefillin without necessarily having a need for Shmira, just to prevent the whatever little hassle that you have. And I want to go further than that. Rav Moshe is a Talat Teshuvah. Igris Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Yud. And he writes the Talat. He thinks it's mutter to make a bracha. It's impossible, otherwise you can make a bracha. The Mechaber truth says, what do you do? Menicha. Ukshi agiyaz man and yamash man v'yavarech. Says Rav Moshe. That's the only way that option exists. They're getting up early in the morning. You're putting your tefillin on for a long period of time. So why make a bracha now? Better make it later. But what's going to happen if you have to remove the tefillin? Before that time comes, you have to work all day. It was written in communist Russia. You have to work all day. So you're going to wait to make the bracha to your put on until his man of Mishiyaka comes, you'll never make a bracha. Talk about Moshe, in that kind of a case, the Shulchan Aruch would agree that you can make the bracha earlier. And according to the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says, again, Rabbeinu Peretz says you can always make the bracha earlier. No. Rabbeinu Peretz is master you to put on the tefillin just like this, and in some cases even to make a bracha. The Russians agree that you can't make a bracha. The Rav Moshe says that's the home of blessings when you will have, you'll be able to make a bracha at a later time. If you cannot make the bracha at a later time, then you can make a bracha at an earlier time. What does an earlier time mean? The Rav Moshe seems to say any earlier time, even before Alos HaShachar. I mean, if you have to put the tefillin on and take them off for Alos HaShachar, you'll daven later if you have a chance to daven without tefillin. Still, you should make a bracha in the dead of night before Alos HaShachar, because otherwise you won't make a bracha. Since in this particular case, there's no alternative to put them on and take them off at night. It'd be permissible to make a bracha as long as you're up for it. You know, you're up already. The communists didn't wait till 8 o'clock to wake you up. So they woke you up at 3 in the morning. And they said, okay, in a half an hour, I have to be ready to march. So from 3 to 3:30, the person can put on. You can't daven then. Fall off the shaka. They can have a knife. Just in case, because where you can do this never, because communist Russia would be an idea. Daven Meyer with children. It's a Krishna, it's mamish, give me either. Daven Meyer with children. I don't know, Shalit, keep moving for a mile. Whatever, I mean, you can't go into that situation. But, that's what it says. Now, This can apply even to other cases called Rav Moshe, where a person would want to put on a tefillin, let's say, Adalos HaShachar. All the poskim says in Shulchan Aruch and later on in Aruch Chaim that b'shas hatzchak gadol a person can daven shachar as early as Adalos HaShachar. But it says, as far as tefillin and the bracha on tefillin, that's the way that's the Mishayakim. There's a big question, what's the gap between Adalos HaShachar and Mishayakim? How big is the gap between one and the other? So I mentioned this in the Prima Gadol, which is 1.6 minutes. So there's nowhere that I know who can daven less than 6 minutes. Shachar. Nowhere that I know. Have I? You know some people? No. Okay. So what's the big deal? Let him start davening Adalos HaShachar. When he finishes davening, he can then put him, make the bracha after Mishayakim. However, Rav Moshe Zal held that, this is quoted in his name, that Mishayakim is only 35 minutes before Netzach Am. 35 minutes before. We'll even assume for a moment that Alos is 72 minutes before, but I am at 37 minutes. I know a few people who can daven in less than 37 minutes. Few. So Memela, Quadra Moshe, the guy has to run out and daven has started the dot of Alos. He can't say, well, just wait till Mishayakim and then they make a bracha. He can't. He's long gone by the time Mishayakim comes. He's already on the road. That would emerge according to the Pesach of Rav Moshe. Now, what's our Mishayakim? So if you look in the various charts, they have different, they measure with degrees, you know, degrees of Tzaraas. That's a scientific way of doing things. They say that Alos HaShachar, I think, is 16 degrees beneath the horizon, the sun, which is a minimum of 80 minutes in New York and goes up in the summer, it's much longer. And when they try to have a Mishayakim, some of the charts, 11 degrees, which is significantly later. So I can imagine a guy who can dive in 5 degrees time. And then you need to go back to Rav Moshe Shaila. When we had in 1973, President Nixon instituted what they call in Israel Shaon Kayetz, the summer clock or time, 12 months a year, to save oil after the Arab oil embargo, after the Yom Kippur War. So you had in New York City, the sun rose in January, or the December, early January of 1974, at 20 minutes after 8, instead of what we have now, 20 minutes after 7. And that was the month I took over the Rabbanus in Riverdale. Can you imagine, of all times to walk in, I walked in the middle of that month. Rabbi, what do we do? And that's actually the first year I ever gave in the community upon being appointed as Rav. I think it's still December before I moved in. What do you do? So what we did was we started davening at Alos HaShachar. Well, there's 72 minutes. So they weren't able to manage that way. We could have eked out even before. Could have eked out a bigger cooler, which has a God, but 72 minutes, which was figured out. It was 7:08. They davened, which was later. They used to have a quarter to seven. Of course, that was too early. Davened 7:08. And they worry about the bracha and the tefillah. I said, very precious. Before the last ashrei, after you finish one ashrei, you make a bracha and tefillah. Now, it's true, according to Rav Moshe, they didn't make it. Maybe on Monday and Thursday they made it. I don't remember how fast we were going in those years. Maybe. But on a plane day, to tell the truth, they didn't make it. All right, so Rav Moshe is a chiddush. Yeah, Rav Moshe, she talks, well, it's boiling. I'm going to wait until after later when you're playing with the minutes. So I told him to make that. I used to make the broch on the tefillin in that kind of a situation. Fine. Now I want to open up to the Mordechai with the beer of Mordechai Burnett. We have the very interesting kasha called the Shagat Aryan kasha against Rabbeinu Peres. Let's take a look, please. Open up. Here we we read it a little bit yesterday, page Yud Beis and Aleph, column 2, towards the bottom. Avodat Harap, Rabbeinu Peretz, Shebitzmak, Shuli HaGosmak, he wrote HaGos in the smak, Huva Batur, Shuli Behepek Me'aramam, as I mentioned to you already a few times. Todim Hishkim L'derech Miniach Veinu Mavorech Haim L'man Dama Elay L'lat Man Tfilim. Avod L'man Dama L'man Tfilim, Miniach L'man Mavorech Alein. Fine. Well, the Pirish there, Rabbi Yaakov HaChachamim, Tfil Lay, or Tfil Lahu, Zman Tfilim, Kemo the pligi but inyan tchilas halayla shena mechuy of the salka. Kain who had the nami have a matzah the mitzli inyan sof halayla the yotzu the derech the tzarech levarich. Ach nichlu the minka puktasam the children gufa v'lo bebracha the du. Gam the sali of odem cham the rabbi Yaakov v'chule. V'anikam l'chein noktu puktasam b'chi agavim. That's a very difficult few lines. Let's put it away for the minute. The Yeshem action, Al Ara. The Eich Yivarech Alein Kevah the Mikom Mikom the Rabbanu Lein Yonichem Balayla. The Melein Ror the Yivarech Alein V'Oraya. There is a ton of Kam of the Tzvil Ein Lailas and Labs Man Tzvil Ein Midoraisa. V'Lo Yivarech Alein Ad Man Hanachosan Shulachem Mishiyakas Kaveh Abirich Gval Ramas. Uzman of Midoraisa. Humiyad Amud HaShachar. Rak with Rabbana Binan Kacherim. Vafilu Hochi. Eina Mavorech Adoso Azman. Uminov. Who Adin. The Laila forgot the Midoraisa Zman Tfilin. Vafilu Rabbana Lam Zman Tfilin. Vloya Vorech Alein. Kain Hiksha Beshuva Shakas Arya Tzimin Emrof. This is a kasha against the Ben Aperet. The Ben Aperet says, if you hold Laila Lam Zman Tfilin, you can't make a bracha. Avad. So Laila's not filling, so you can make a broch even though it's the wrong time. Frek the Shaka Sari, if that's the case, as soon as the loss of Shaka comes, same situation. With the rice you can put it on, but even though with the Rabbanon it's the wrong time. So let's say that the time of the bride holds Laila Lav Zman Tzvil, according to Ben Aperet, should say, Nanak Shemeniyat Magiyat Zman on Yavarech when Mashiachim. Uksha Ola Amud HaShachah Yavarech. Because from that point on, the Man Dama Laila Lav Zman Tzvil and Laila Zman Tzvil is basically the same thing. Because no longer Laila Pidei Midorayt. That's Shachas Ayin's Kash. The Rabot Chabeg is a terrorist which reminds you, Mamish, of a terrorist that would have heard from the Rav. The same, the Briska terrorist with Hagdoris. Listen to what he says. Look at Shemit. The heart of Adman Shiyakir came in the Chachomim Asa'o Kilayla. Havale Kilayla. The author of the Rabban. In other words, if you're Lila Adman Tfilin, so with the right to Lila, it's a lot of Shaka. And the Rabbanim gave the status of Lila and they extended it the number of minutes, whatever it may be, until Mashiachir. So again, you don't make a broker. Abu Khan came with the Lila's man Tfilin. V'eini Surah B'Lila Ki'im Mishim Chashash Tum Yashin Mehem. V'meila B'derech Lekha Chashash B'Shena. Leki Surah Klal. Afilim with the Rabbanon. Uzmanu V'lochein V'vorech Alein. In other words, what he's saying over here is that not Shaykh the Chazal should give it a Hagdorah of Lila. Lila's up to man Tfilin. Elamai, it's truly a very issue. He may fall asleep. So if it's early in the morning, quarter of an apparition, he may fall asleep. Then Mimela, there's no reason why he shouldn't make a bracha. And don't ask me from the Mandamo Zaila, not the Mantulin. Because according to him, it's not purely a simple gzeira, which exists from Alos HaShachar until Mashiach. No! The Chazal gave a Chal Hashem Laila to that time with respect to his din of Tefillin, and therefore you cannot make a bracha on the level of the Rabbana. This is how he answered the kasha of the Shaka Sari. A beautiful terrace. Now, since we're in the Mordechai, let's turn one page, please. So Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll be turning back in a little while. Let's first go Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What does it mean with Shaka Kama? The Gemara is an expression under the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Let's get the Gemara here one more time. The Gemara says, "Umodim Chachamim either Lirab Yaakov or Virab Yaakov." We'll come back to that again. that he took off his tefillin. Fine. That is the Mordechai Yud Gimel. But what does it mean? V'shok ochamo. What does that word mean? How do you translate the word v'shok ochamo? What do you mean? What kind of question is that? There's no English. There's no Hebrew. You know what v'shok ochamo means? And the sun set. Right? The sun set. No. What are you talking about? So the Mordechai has the following expression. Toward the end of the first column, he's giving it out. V'shoko chama denokat liel, rotzoloma laila, uchidim ma'atino nyome velo lelo, mashma laila gemura. V'chein mashma v'dziyek liel, ovade chasecha cholek. Now, what does he say? What's he say? This Laman Dama Laila's Matzvillain, or Laman Dama Laila loves Matzvillain. Now, he quoted a pasuk. Uchidim Matina and Yom Evelo Leilal, Mashmal Adel Gemura. If it's Laila's Matzvillain, there's no Matina at all. It's all Zeret Terabonon. So the simple read of the Mordechai is that even if Laila loves Matzvillain, the cutoff point is what? Not what we call skia, the beginning of Ben Hashmashes, but rather Seif, which was the end of Ben Hashmashes. That's what the Mordechai sounds like he's saying. The Chir is Godel. The Chir is Godel. I wouldn't have said it. I would have said fake as I write to the Chumrah. Hey, if Shok or Chama, you can't put on his tefillin. And if it's Ben HaShemashes, you can. Why? What do you mean is it Yomim V'lo Leilas? That's a Sochasophic Leilas. Think of the rights of the Chumash. That's what I would have said. Now. Take a look on the bottom. In the beer of Ramot Chabanet on this Mordechai. Mashma Laila Gemura Umashma Deshoi Ben HaShemosh Boho Dehech Mirabah Barafuna Besopik HaShecha She'enu Meniach Hainu Berav Shabbat Dika HaShasha De'isura De'otso Bal Tosif Kedliel Lefi Zeh Shok Ochama De'karmi Chachamim Ein O Duma L'mishatishka Chama De'omar Tana Kama Kedikat Sivna Liel. What does that mean? The Tanakama, the Lab's man, Tfilin, Misha Tishka, Rataloma, Ben Hashemosh. Ulach Achamev, Rabbi Yaakov, is still allowed as Mamish, because they hold, he's working with an assumption, despite what I just told you about the expression of Kidim Matiyam of the Leila, he's just working with an assumption that this Mordechai is only going with Fiyah Shita, that what? Laila is man, Tfilin. Against the deed which I made in the Lashon of Kidim Matiyam. That's the beer Maharam. What is that? So it's interesting. Misha Tishka Taka means from the beginning, Ben HaShemosh, you have to take it off. Because after all, the Chalayla loves Mantfilin. So the other two Tanoim hold that as Mantfilin, and therefore they have all the way until, say, Uvahachiyot Yishapir, Ha de Goris Begamora Awagirsa, Umodim Chachamim Lirav Yaakov. Now let's gather again. Our gears of choice on the side is Moses Chachamim v'Rabbi Yaakov. But let's not forget, yesterday I was trying to explain to you this Rashi v'Haramba, but what do they hold, Rabbi Yisrael? What do they hold? And the sticker goes with the man, what? Lila, no. Lav, man, fill in. Afal, pikane. You'll have to leave it on. The Modim Chachamim v'Rabbi Yaakov to Tanakama, they're all three old. Lala Lav Man Tfilin. They're all three old, and you cannot put it on from Skia. They have to mode it to whom? To the Tanakama. That's the Shira Skia. They only argue about when must you take it off. Is it skia? Is it tifle regel? Or is it zman sheni? That's what fits it much better the girsa of Rav Yaakov, the writer of the Rambam and Rashi. What is all the girsa umodim chachamim li Rav Yaakov? What's that? Modim chachamim. So let's just get the facts. What do the words mean? There are chachamim who say that you're allowed to leave the tefillin on all night until you go to sleep. They agree you cannot put the tefillin on. For when? For when can you put the tefillin on? Not for skia, but for when? That's the time according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yaakov. You have to take off your tefillin. And according to the Chachamim, I mix them up. That's right. And according to the Chachamim, you can keep them on all night, but you cannot put them on after this cutoff point called Mishatich L'Regel Menashuk. No. Is that what it says? That's what the words mean. Am I correct? Moro Chachamim L'Rav Yaakov. Comes along Rav Moro Chachamim. Look what he says. Uvachi Yossi Shah, behold, the Goros to Gemara Moro Chachamim L'Rav Yaakov. Vahavla L'Neymar, Umodim Chachamim L'Tanakam. What does that mean? Vahavla L'Neymar. I didn't translate those words. Vahavla L'Neymar. Why? That's not true. Look at the answer. What exactly is he saying? Not that he's saying that really the Chachamim hold the cutoff point is safe. And they couldn't say Mono Chachamim Lirabiak Litanakama because of that difference of whatever it is, 3/4 of a mil, 18 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is, between the two. But they say, the motive for Mishatif L'Regel Menashuk. But it's misleading, because from faith to Mishatif L'Regel Menashuk, we assume in Hilchos Chanukah at least, that there's a solid half an hour. So what's in that half an hour? It's misleading. By the way, he seems to be putting forth, the Chacham would really say it's usher. But they don't say that. This is my problem. What exactly is the Bir Maram saying here in this discussion? What did he say? What does he mean? I'm not exactly sure what he's driving at. Not quite sure what he means. Anyway, let's go back again. So the Gira Simona Chachamim V'Rav Yaakov L'Chorah Zariah Barura Tashitas Rashi V'Aramba. The Gira Simona Chachamim L'Rav Yaakov. So that seems to be noted a what? Come on. That Tosis is right. Right? That there are all these man darfim holds. What Lila is what? Is Zman Tfilin. What about Tanakama? Presumably Tanakama holds Lila. That's Zman Tfilin. That's what the Bir Maram says. But one could have said, according to the Shita of Tosis, that all three hold Lila Zman Tfilin. Can you tell by looking at Tosis what Tanakama holds? The what? The old Morgan is alive last month, Philip. And the other two are alive last month. But looking at Tyson alone, can you tell? Doesn't say a word. So the fact that Tyson's lotion is what? Rabbi Yankee and Chacham is still alive last month, Philip, so it's implicit that Tanakam is alive last month, Philip. Okay, good. And that would certainly fit much better in the years of Lit, Rabbi Yankee. Coin. Very good. Now we go over to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch also has the Shainas. We went to see the Shainas, the Shaka, the Mishatishka. What's the lesson of the Mechaber? Take a look. Open up, please, again. Back to Simon Lamed. The Vek. The Minicham Kodem Shatishka Hachama. You can leave it on him or again. Dok, 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 Avroh. Hainu Tseisa Kochovim. Who said so? Beit Yosef Hashem and Mordechai. Fine. The Valdik. Comes to Levush Yisroel. Said, no. Not what I mean. Da heinu sov skia. So la pukit lo neymal lisa noch a tfilin vi ade tchilat skia. You know, I mean, a time of the famous shita. Tchilat skia is about approximately an hour after the astronomical sunset. And sov skia is another 15 minutes later or so. Just giving approximation. So the chiddush over here is that it's mutter to sov skia, not safe. Till they play him. How can the Rosh Hashanah say such a thing? That's not what the words say. That's not what the Magen Avraham said. It's not what the Mordechai said. They spoke about Laila Gemura, Laila Gomash. The Matamen HaShemosh. I don't know. So calm down, Lechora. The Finicham, Kodem Shetishka Chama. So, it means that anytime it's so safe. Therefore, the impression that what is conveyed, therefore, is that from the perspective of Morin Cain, when must you take its fill off by not to run afoul of Allah of Ein Morin Cain? Says it here, so we can leave it on all night, but Ein Morin Cain. But Ein Morin Cain. All the Shavuot is Morin Cain. But let's have a plain Jew. There's no shmira. I put on my tefillin. I'll give you an example. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. If Chalil will be no binyan by Tamigdash until a week from Sunday, we're going to observe the observance of Tisha B'Av. At Tisha B'Av we have a minute, we put on tefillin to Mincha. Sometimes Mincha runs a little bit late. By when must I take my tefillin off? I want to know exactly when must I take my tefillin. Don't forget, if I leave them on publicly, the Magen Avraham Gimel, then came the rabbin tzarach l'chaltan, the kamosha kastafti, and you do it the rabbin, it's considered a horror. So at what point must I take my tefillin off? A week from Sunday, if we'll still never have to be in galus and churban, and put on tefillin to minchatan. When must I take the tefillin off? No. So we're going to be wise, we're going to have a minchat gedar, and we'll have no problem. But have a minyan and have a minute to have a minchatana all over the city, all over the world. So what do they do? What's the cutoff point? By when must you turn your tefillin off? So I would say, ma'adach the mechaber is matzah to l'fi ani azayti. Mokan Avram is matzah. To put on tefillin until says rachavim. How much more so is it permissible to leave them on until says rachavim? So therefore, it seems to me that it even if it's been yonder, but someone go past the shkia, our version of shkia, go a few minutes later, so people get excited, oh, it's Shulam Alayla, oh. I mean, what they get excited about, Shulam Alayla is no good, but this is mutter, this is until taste, that's what we call the gross taste, whatever that may be, 15 minutes after the shkia, it's permissible to leave the Shulam on, even to put the Shulam on, presumably, and so just leave him off. Especially since we pass the halacha, the Laila is not filling. You open up the beer halacha, please. If you don't mind. Dibra Maskil, him. In Lochola, filling the Shishaka Chama. But So therefore, although it does say in Mishnah Berurah, this is called Mchet. And therefore you can't aim the spell of them to feel as Arvis Betainus Siva Barabim. I'm assuming that there's reference to Tisha B'Av when Adam and Eve put on into Mincha. We might put on Mincha. But there were some people who wanted to leave on the children to Mayer Moti Tisha B'Av. They said no. We mentioned before that goes 9 minutes said it to leave them on until they finish the second parasha of Kriya Shema Tamar. Says the Magen Avraham, Hanuk Shem Espal Arvas Vibod Yom. Okay. That's what it says. to the Shulchan Aruch. As far as Shmir is concerned, the Mechaber says in Endesiv Beis, in Lochalas, again, in Lochalas, Tefillin Mishishaka, Chamra Bnei Shalohoya Lamakam Lashamra, the name to Allah Kedei Lashamra, Mutter Umorin came. Mutter Umorin came. Oh, very nice. Comes in Morgan Avraham with a one-liner. Kedei Lashamra, Dok Morgan Avraham, Fitzarek Shiyomar Sha'osa came, Kedei Lashamra. Kein Masha B'Gemara Menachos Ha'am Medvei. What did he say? One more time. What did he say? What did he say? The Mechaber says over here what? That you're putting it off a Shmira, it's Mutter Umorin came. And you have to say so. You have to get up and say, I'm putting it on for the purpose of Shmira. And that's the Mefurish of Gemara and Menachem. Frank the Prima Gonim, what Gemara? The most is exactly the reverse. Exactly the reverse. Rav Ashi put him on. Right? Rav Ashi put him on. Didn't say a word. Let's take a look in the Prima Gadim. Lo Avinosi, the Gemara Sham, Ravina Yosef, Commander Rav Ashi, Lo Salat Philip, quote the one Gersa. Omar Lashamran, Omar In, Umikodem Lo Omar. Who took Omar in and came out as the answer of Shavu Lishamron? By the Shela who stuck Lomar in. Punk Faker. You don't have to say anything. So how can the Mughal Iran quote a Gemara say have to say? And the Gemara is exactly the reverse. It's interesting how people get out of this cash. Yeah.
You're talking about Rabbin
and Namely? Okay. So why did Rav Ashi say anything? Rav Ashi got it before anyone asked him a question and jumped up his own in the Shmira. So a big sign. Shmira, they go Shmira. It's a big sign. They go Shmira. Was he referring? That's what Yaakov was assuming. Let's look in the Maksa Shekel. Let's first look there. See what he said. Okay. Well, let's look. Quote Tal Gemara. Look at it, he has a beautiful dray. Ikala Medak. Me no then Ravina Dha Dhamar Khazita Ladate Vakule. The Gemara's lesson is Khazita Ladate the love the shaman have a boy. Allah Sava Alaka the Ain Lauren came. Don't tell the truth. How did Ravina know that he really wasn't doing it with Shmira? The Kika Saravash, he lied to him. The Dilma Bamas the Shaman have a boy. How do you know? Ravina knew his Rebbe so well, he knew every nuance of Ravashi's expression, he knew he was telling him a lie. Zok Nachta Shekel, Elevadai Dimisgave Lashamran, Ubisne Acherim Tzorach Loma Shalto Lashamran. Umidlohiktim Ravashi, Vyomal Ravina, Kodem Shasholo, Shadata Lashamran, Elevadai Deloho Yadata Lashamran. Zek Havonat Mogan Avraham. Again, the fact that Rav Ashi didn't say he meant Lashmira, but he didn't mean it wasn't Lashmira. But now he's going to try and start. In other words, it's follows. We don't like lies. It's not going to tell a lie. So if it's really the same Lashmira, you have to get up and say the same Lashmira. It's the truth. The Chatzkila, what we call say proactive. And go right up and say it's Lashmira. The fact that Rav Ashi didn't do that, which is what's the recommended procedure, is what led Ravina to understand that it really was not Mishmira. No, it wasn't Mishmira. The Chazal should recommend to get up and say a lie. Ah, that's not. This is how I understand the Machta Shekel Teret, Tashita Mogan Avraham. He was quiet. Once he's pushed to the wall, he had no choice but to respond. It shouldn't be considered to be a horror. If this is the case, Yaakov wrote the previous Melech Avraham. That's the Rabbim. Assume Ravina Rav Ashi were in private. There was no one else around. Well, I don't understand you. What's the lashon? Why mentioned Rabbim? The Mechadok says, in case the Rabbim, Sarach Lachalta, the Rabbim. The Rabbim is the Rabbim. So one person, what's the difference? Ravina's not a Rabbim. Ravina was a trusted, loyal Talmud, not going to spill the beans. But Rabbim is Rabbim. What's the lashon? Trust me? The call should also be Rab Havikoro. What does that mean? Look at Simon Yitzchak, it's called now. What's there? I don't even know. That's a proof text. What's Yitzchak? I don't look it up. What's Yitzchak? It's not a sentence. Maybe we can get some clue from Yitzchak. No. What's Yitzchak? It's called now. My sister, what? I feel though. Nah, he doesn't want to deal with that technology. This is nice. No, there's no dealing about how much of the rabbi. But that's the pshat I thought. That's what the master said. But look at the Bir Halacha. Look what his pshat is. It's wild. Look at the Bir Halacha. The author's what to say about this kasha. The name fill up today the shomer. Look. I am going to have Ram Shekhazah the Tzorach Shiyom Alahem Ki Kain Sh'oz Tegnei Lashama V'chemucha B'gemara V'nilu Kol HaMeforashim the Gemara Mashma Lehefach V'master Rav Ashi Ayin Shah V'nir Lani Azayti Nira Poshet Obvious. What's obvious? The Ubo Lahosef the Mechon Ram is Mosef Al-Divri HaMechaber Da'afilu in be'emet ein kavanotza b'shvil ha'shmira rakshu omo lahem kein sha'ose b'shvil ha'shmira kadei shlo yavol ha'adu l'anich l'chadchila b'layla gam kein da'i b'kav emucha b'gemor b'maitha d'rav Ashi. One more time. What happened over here? The Mechaber said im lo cholat tfilin mishashaka ha'chama mishalo hoya lo mokar l'shoron the name to all of Kedel Shomron, Mutter Umorin came. What's he saying? That you might have thought differently. You might have thought, again, what the Mechaber said? The Mechaber said, Im lo cholat tefillin mishashaka chamo, Mipneish lo hayo lemakom l'shomron. The name to all of Kedel Shomron, Mutter Umorin came. Says the Magen Rab, no, it's mutter even if it's not Kedel Shomron. As long as you say it's Kedel Shomron. That's a chiddush. Is it true? Is it true? Is it true? In other words, it reduced to the first case. It's about the halacha ben moren case because you lied. I guess it's true. I mean, should you do? That's the Mabir halacha's shot. Now, hold on. Take a look in the next Bir Halacha. Mutter Umorin came. Thus says the Halacha, I am the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Mekil Nafil La'anich L'chadchila B'chila Shmira. Against the Taz. Who are these people? Mutter Umorin came. Who? He quotes, the Mekilim Ola Tamid V'agro. Against the Taz. What gra? So the answer is, you look carefully in the gra, he brings a raya to Shitas Rashi, and he explains in the raya that even if Lila laughed my tefillin, it's still mutter to put on the tefillin in the morning, the same shmira. When you're masculine derek, even if Lila laughed my tefillin, you can put it on the shmira. That's the raya from the gra that he's making. And it says in the real halacha, v'nira li pashut, the av, the mutter l'chayv, and oz b'mach shabto, shalof shal l'shem mitzvah, uche de mulchak b'master Rav Ashi, hanal. If you put it on for shmirah, You can already have in mind the same mitzvah. Why not? We pass my list on filling. It's two for the price of one. Afal pikein lo yavarech az ala filling. Raya le dvarenu. Yik a raya to ola tamid vagro. What's their raya that it's mutter? To put it on the Shem Shmira. Who be mad the Yisra Shem bebrais the Mitzvah and Shem Yovdu. Back to the end of the Shia today. The raya that it's mutter to even put it on the Shem Shmira. And not just to leave it on the Shem Shmira, it's how you mashkin vaderech. But the are gears to print and gears to the Shem Shemayotu. Do you see that Shmira is not there? Even to put it on. And they don't hold that the morning is a different din. As every Yosef Karo. They don't hold from that Torah. There's nothing between early in the morning and late in the evening. So you see before it's now what it's mut that even put on till in the Shem Shmira called our gears of it's Yosef Shemayotu. Bar Esham Gam Kein Pasuk Abraisab Dein Levarach Ad Shigi Adman. So the male, if you're going to put on the tefillin of the Shem Shmira and have a violent Shem Mitzvah as well, you may not make a bracha. You may not make a bracha. If you look carefully in the Gra, he has one more kasha, which... let me mention it now briefly, okay? Those who have the Gra can see. The Gra says as follows. The Gra says, listen carefully. The Machlokes, Rashi, and Rambam, is it mutter to put on tefillin in the Shem Shmira? Yes or no? Is it, if you hold Laila Labman tefillin? So Laila Labman tefillin. But, says the Gra, Ladina, that Laila is not tefillin, Avarat Mutter. Yes, a kasha. Yes, a kasha. Have the Natan, who's presumably the same shot in the Chaber, say that it's also to put on tefillin the Shemira, La Halacha, we pass the Lila's not tefillin. That is all my clothes, Rashi Niram. Everyone agrees it should be Mutter. That's the gross kasha. That's what the answer is, that the gross raya, if you look carefully, is from Hishkin. But according to the Mechaber and the Taz who followed the Rashi earlier in the Shia, Hishkim is a separate din. Hishkim is a separate din. There is a din miyuchad. Hishkim is a separate category. A separate category. Totally different halacha that you mentioned earlier. But in the situation of plain Laila, so then it's a different story. That is a different story. We say that then the Taz is correct. That's even shot in the Mechaber. That plain Laila, you can't put on tefillin even for Shmira. The morning is a separate thing. And the Gra is right. You look carefully, the only quote is assumption that Laila, late Laila, early in the morning before you wake, before Allah HaShachar, have the same exact halach. The Mitzvah tomorrow will complete the sugya of Laila and Shabbat Mad Allah HaShachar, and on Sunday will start till totally new and young.
You're going to be in a very small.